Hey everybody, this is a WLTI Extra on a Saturday morning, the 23rd of July. I'm with Jason Block, and we are interviewing a couple of very special guests that I will get to see in a couple of weeks. We have with us the Executive Director of Trivia NYC and Quizzing North America, Mr. Tony Hightower. How you doing, Tony?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having us, Chico.
Hey, no problem. And we also have the Managing Director of Trivia NYC and Q&A, both of which are hosting the event in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks, Ms. Jamie Rossler. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing well, thanks. It's lovely to chat with you guys.
Thank you, thank you. And, of course, the event we're talking about is the 6th Annual TCONA, or Trivia Championships of North America, which is happening when, Tony?
It's happening August 12th to 14th, which is fast coming up, at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas.
Yes, and it's going to be another scorcher of a weekend looking at the weather forecast, literally and otherwise.
I saw that. But the good news is it's going to be a dry heat.
That's what they say. Yeah, we'll be in the air conditioning most of the time anyway, having all the fun and playing all the games and winning all the things.
Yes.
Oh, but yes. Can't wait for that.
But let's get sort of back to, you know, what you guys do before TCONA. So what is, for those who don't know who are outside of the New York area, what is Trivia NYC?
Well, Trivia NYC is a company. We run live events through New York City and regular pub trivia events, weekly pub trivia events, and private functions and special events and other things. We've been on a bit of a growth campaign lately, but things have been going great on that front. We've been I don't know. Let's see. We've been,
Well, we have over a dozen free-to-play public weekly nights all around New York City. Currently, we're in Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan, and expanding outwards. We even have tentative plans to go into Hoboken, New Jersey. We run private events, you know, corporate team-building exercises, or a wedding party wants to have some trivia as like a pre-party to their event, or bring us to your bar mitzvah. We will do all of these things. And then twice a year, we have a citywide tournament called the Quiz Cup of New York, which we basically just put on top of the already existing nights. So you can continue to play your weekly nights and not participate in the tournament, or you can participate in the tournament, play for cash grand prizes, free passes to TCONA, all sorts of other cool sponsored prizes that we put together for an 8-week season, and you can play for those.
Yeah, it's incredible because I met you, Tony, at the Wednesday one at Dempsey's.
I also met you at the Dempsey's show.
That was the first of all of them.
Yeah, and it's amazing the loyalty that you guys get with every week, because it's like, you know, I'm not a regular, but I see the intensity of the regulars who are there and all that, and the people who play. And one of the most fun things of the trivia each week is the team names that people come up with, because depending on the current events or depending on what people feel, it gets very creative, and I love that sort of aspect of it.
Well, absolutely. That's absolutely a thing that people really love. The idea is that we come up with questions, but we want people to be creative as well. And I think everybody being a little bit creative that way, whether it's through, you know, people come in uniform, people will come with cheers, like they're, you know, like they're a cheerleading team, or like, hakas and that sort of thing. But certainly a team name is an easy thing to do. It's an easy thing for people to kind of come up with something really witty that they can, you know, wrap their team name around, a good pun, will go a long way, especially, you know, especially among the, you know, drunken, nerdy people that are our people.
Yes. Yeah, and if you're not necessarily going to win based on your score, that doesn't mean that you can't win the prize for best team name or most team spirit or anything that the host decides you have made worthy of prizing that evening. So it's, you know, we do get the intense trivia players, but it's also, they're just great fun events for anyone who just wants to have a kind of nerdy, boozy good time.
And you're speaking of nerdy and boozy, because like I said, alcohol, fried food, and trivia is the perfect combination of everything, pretty much, at least to me. So
Hey, I'm right up there with you. I'm not in the New York City area, but I totally get what they're going for, because I do it like every week at this, like right before we do the show, Jay.
Right, exactly. So, Tony, moving on a little bit. So the second part of it is quizzing North America. Where, what is that, and where does that fit into the Ticona, to the Ticona?
Stuff? We were looking at the Trivia NYC is a great concept, and it really works well in New York City. For events that happen outside of New York City, we've recently opened our first night in Philadelphia, and we're looking to expand further afield. Trivia NYC isn't going to work as a concept outside of New York. To go into a place like Philly or Boston and say, hey, we're from New York, and people just don't care, and that's kind of a bad thing. So we started thinking about, well, what would happen if we put an organization on top of New York Trivia NYC that was able to better administrate everything and not just run regular weekly nights, you know, on places that are connectable by a subway line, but actually work at all over the country. And so Quizzing North America happened, especially as we started getting involved with Ticona. That was kind of the thing that really kick-started that. Just that, because Ticona is just this whole other animal that we're now running, and it's not anything like what we normally do anywhere else. We really kind of needed a second mechanism to kind of get to be able to maintain that and keep that going. And now we're looking at it as this is in no small part of the future of our organization. We now have an organization, and this is going to be a part of it. And it's serving Ticona better and better every year as we learn how to build this thing. And it's going, yeah, it's giving us more leeway to work not just outside the city doing what we normally do, but to expand our reach into ways of, you know, giving entertainment to people, you know, to people in different ways. Ticona is a great incubator for that, and it's a great place for us to meet with our, you know, with our friends from all over the world at this point. But yeah, that's what Quizzing North America is it's a way to expand the umbrella. It's a way to make the tent a little bigger, and it's working on that front quite well.
Oh. So go ahead, Jacob.
I was just going to ask, how did you get involved with that whole sphere of things?
Well, as far as getting involved with live quizzing, let's start the story with long story short. I love when I get to do that. I moved to New York City as the lead singer of a band. I had, you know, I was a, I'd follow, I'd watched game shows and stuff, but really, who cares? And that was about 16 years ago now. And then the band broke up because I was from Toronto. The rest of the band was from Toronto. They hated it. And I was like, I love this place. I'm staying. And at that point, a brand new bar opened that was Dempsey's, or had reopened after a heavy thing. And they wanted a quiz. They wanted a live trivia thing. And so somebody recommended me as a host because I was loud and nerdy and could handle drunk people. And that was February of 2006. And so the rest of your life happens and things fall away. And suddenly you look at trivia and you're like, trivia is going well for me. Maybe I should make a living of this. And that's how we got to where we are. That's how I got to where I am. As far as being involved with Ticona and with other bigger things, it's one of these things where, you know, I went to, before Ticona, there was a thing called the Game Show Congress that was run by Paul Bailey. who is he's still, you know, one of the directors emeritus of Ticona and does a whole bunch of stuff. But he basically put that together as an excuse for game show fan friends of his. He had a bunch of friends who were fans of game shows, and they would hang out and they'd play games and they'd talk about game shows and they'd talk about their experiences, and they would occasionally bring in, you know, somebody, you know, whoever, Brad Rutter or Wink Martindale or whoever it was kind of around. And it was kind of a big thing. And that was the birth of Ticona. I didn't come up with Ticona as a name or a concept. That was Paul Bailey's doing, and he deserves all the credit for setting all that up. But now we're doing it here. It's continuing to grow, and now there's a whole bunch of us. It's an organization of people that are helping this out. As far as Jamie, I could tell Jamie's story, but Jamie, do you want to tell your story?
You know, it's nice to have some agency in the presentation of one's own biography.
I was going to start, telling, oh yeah, and this is how Jamie got started. I'm like, wait a second, she's right here. She's
of course.
I got officially involved in the, you know, in this trivia and game show world a little bit later into adulthood, and pretty directly through Tony, ultimately, is how I got involved. I have always been, you know, I mean, I liked school as a kid. I didn't do homework and I didn't study for tests, but I liked school. I like to know things. I like to learn stuff. My dad does crossword puzzles, and we grew up watching Jeopardy over the dinner table, and my mom's a big reader and a language teacher, and just knowledge and education are our values. And I grew up in a family of, like, you know, big Jewish argue people. So
welcome to the club.
Yeah, we wouldn't know about that, would we? God.
No, not at all.
I want that on a t-shirt.
Well, into this world, and in 2012, when I was still technically being an actor of some kind, I answered a casting call that ultimately flew me to London, where Tony and I were the two New Yorkers out of the eight people that were flown to film a pilot for the game show that would become the American version of The Chase.
No kid. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's how Tony and I met. And then we came, that was May 2012. And then in June 2012, my nascent theater company, Truant Arts, was putting up its first full-length theatrical production, and Tony and his lovely wife, Jo, came and saw the show, and we stayed in touch. And I have since found out that after meeting me in London, Tony was like, oh, we're going to keep my tentacles on that one, see if we can get her involved and help make this
prospect
happen and grow. Over the course of that year, I started helping Tony out running nights for the New York City Social Sports Club, and eventually started hosting my own night at Murphy's Tavern in the Financial District on Tuesdays, which I still do. And I started that in June 2013. And then at the end of 2014, I officially stepped into the role of managing director, which at that point was a few months after it would have been ideal for me to take the position. But I had a full-time job that I couldn't leave until the end of the year. So, so here we are. So I went to my first Ticona in 2014. It was Ticona 4. And then I just kind of, you know, just like helped out a little bit, but still didn't really know exactly what was going on. And then last year learned a little bit more about how to run things and how things are going on. And then this year have a much larger role in just kind of project managing the whole thing and organizing and expanding events and bringing in new people and upping registrations. And it's going really well. We're very excited. It's only a few weeks out, so it's definitely crunch time. Now I'm no longer answering the question you've asked, so I will stop.
Well, all right. So first of all, if people still want to go?
Absolutely.
They can, right?
Registration is, you can register at the registration desk on August 12th. If you show up at the TROP and you say, hey, I want to participate, but I haven't registered yet. Can I do that right now? You can do that. There, it will be, it'll be, it'll cost you less if you do it now online. If you go to qnatrivia.com, you can register for T-Kona.
T-Kona.com does get you there too. So
absolutely, or T-Kona.com.
And how much is it to register online, and how much would it be to register at the door?
It's $249 right now for the whole weekend. That includes everything that you can get to. At the door, it'll be $299. So.
Okay. So
you can also register for next year's events at the table, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, a question. What will that $300 get you? What would people expect at T-Kona?
All right. It's three full days of quizzing in all of its forms. It's not just, you know, there's a Quiz Bowl tournament, and there's also a trash Quiz Bowl tournament for kind of, it's Quiz Bowl, which is a bit more pop culture driven for if you are not so into, the classics and that sort of thing. But there's also Smarty Pants, which is a weird, hilarious buzzer game created by Paul Paquette, who's from Ottawa. There's regular style pub quiz running the entire weekend. There's a thing called the incredible Not a Race, which is a two person race style trivia chase thing that has nothing to do with a game show that it very closely resembles. But there's also
of course
as you do. There's a bunch of different, the European Quiz Championships are happening as well. We're doing a variation. We're doing, an American branch of that. The Trivia Hall of Fame, is inducting some people this year. I don't remember who they're doing off the top of my head. There's an online league called the,
if you're in Vegas, you get to vote on the inductees.
You get to vote on the inductees. It's not like the Hollywood Foreign Press Association or anything like that. It's, it's quite open to everything. There's a online league. There's the Learned League.
Woohoo! Love
that. They're gonna scarf me, buddy.
Yeah, Dino, you're in on it, right?
Yes, I am. I'm actually playing it.
There's the league championship, which the winner of the Learned League championship can safely be called the single best trivia person in North America. But we're also having an open version of that, so anyone can come and play. If you've never played Learned League before, let us know. We're happy to hook you up. It's a very easy game for even a casual quizzer to play. It's six questions, at a time. You can drop in and out, but they're spectacularly well curated, and it's a very well put together operation. What else is there? There's
Trivioki. We have a new event this
year. Oh, yes, Trivioki.
Several different formats that are being put together to combine trivia and karaoke to varying degrees. Some are more trivia focused, some are more karaoke focused. They're all pretty musically focused. There is also a music specific quiz being run by a new presenter as well, David Dixon, who is fantastic in putting that together. Last Quizzer Standing, did you mention that, Tony? That's another event.
I did not yet, no.
Yeah. So there's a ton of stuff to participate in this year that you get access to.
Yeah. And then there's a bunch of stuff happening that, all around. There's things that are happening. There's going to be tons of things happening in hotel rooms, and there's going to be
We meet you a couple of times,
Yep. Absolutely.
And let's talk about it. Let's talk about a couple of things that I think are sort of near and dear to at least my heart, and I know yours. A show that you both appeared on this past season.
Yeah.
Yes. And did quite well on, for both of you.
I could have done better.
Excuse me. You guys did well. Let's just say, I'm not going to talk funny, but you guys did well. Is actually moving to Las Vegas this year, and that is a show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You guys are actually having something special with them, right?
Yeah, yes, we've organized a VIP casting session to be held at the Trop during the Trivia Championships of North America for people who have registered for Ticona, who want to try out for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and perhaps, you know, be chosen to film an episode almost immediately.
Yeah, because it is being filmed at, I believe, at, I think, Bally's
Las Vegas, So you can just hop in the truck after your audition. They'll take you there. It'll be no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
But, tell us more about that, if you could.
What?
Well,
the audition.
Okay, the auditions, we're still working out exactly the mechanics of that, but what the plan is that they're going to come by, and they're going to give a little demonstration, a little, like, talk about the history and that sort of thing. And then they're going to run a casting session. If you've they're going to run, it'll be a short test in the millionaire style. And then the people who pass that test will have a face-to-face audition with some of the casting people. And if you do well, the plan is for them to literally throw you in the back of a van and drive you down to Bally's.
Well,
and
not so literally. Not in the classic definition of literally.
not the classic definition of the van either, I think.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, we're still working out the details.
Yeah, well, we have three rooms. There are three rooms that are going to be set aside on... let me just open the schedule. I don't have that in front of me. That would have been good to prepare. We're having, I think it's Friday night. There's going to be 1 hour. We have three rooms set aside, and those three rooms basically represent the steps in the process. So everyone can, basically dive in and take the quiz. And then depending on how well you do on the quiz, and I don't know if they're going to have a higher set of standards being in a room full of people who are probably going to do better than the national average casting auditions, but then you take that written test, and then you move on, like Tony said, to the face-to-face, and then some, fewer people will move on from there to a brief camera test, and then from there they make their decisions, and they'll be filming in Vegas that weekend. So
and the second thing, which is also a bunch of friends of ours, which is the Home Game Enterprises 24-hour game show marathon. The reason why I mentioned this is because
aside from the obvious.
Aside from the obvious, because they're very good guys and they're raising money for the Children's Hospital LA, which is an awesome, awesome charity, is a story we heard about last year that's going to be returning this year, and that's Drunk Password.
I mean, I don't know if there's a story per se.
No, there isn't a story.
There was 2 hours of story there. Can you condense it into about 2 minutes?
I was not well the next day, guys.
Yeah, none of us were.
No, but that will be back as well. But
amazing.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and they do great work too. But it's also very interesting is like that who shows up there. I mean, we, for example, not to necessarily name drop, but Ann Hegarty is one of the biggest fans of you guys and tries to make it every year, and she's going to be there this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing who comes. I think Chico, I think Brandon Saunders of Bravo Squared to the Runner and the Millions of Quizzes.
He's a good friend of Ticona's in the Q&As. I think he's going to show up this year, sorry.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks. Yeah, but it's...
We're waiting to hear back from him. He's kind of busy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only until the 30th,
But we're... Just to sort of kind of wrap this up in a way, where do you see this going? I mean, how big can this get? I mean, how...
Oh, so much bigger.
Oh yeah, we've barely begun. After being kind of fully in charge of this now for a couple of years, one thing we've realized is that we just scratched the surface. You look at quizzing, in other places in the world, in England and in India, where it's just a part of the culture in the same way that, this trivia should be a sport. It should be treated like a sport, the same way that running or you know, hitting a ball is a sport. And it should be that popular. I could see this being, you know, because the competition is just as strong. The people have to train just as much, you know, if you want to do great, but anybody can do it. You know, you can walk in off the street and do it. And if you want to be great at it, you can be as great as you want to be at it. And to see people, you know, the best in this profession do it is a wonderful thing. And we really want to communicate the fact that this is, you know, this is a fun way to kind of, you know, expand yourself and to be able to, you know, the things you learn while quizzing are as good as the things you learn doing anything else or the things that you pick up and we're just so excited about, you know, being at the center of this small but growing universe. And every year there's more and more people, and I often describe us as we're like dogs that caught a fire truck. We're just like, okay, this is now we can suddenly, you know, I didn't realize what we had until we got it. And now we're flying down the road, and this is great. This is fantastic. This is better than we thought. And that's, I'm kind of looking at Tikona that way. And if we can communicate a bit of that to everybody that comes, then, you know, we're holding up our end of this grand bargain that is putting this together.
Now, Chico,
yes.
you're a person who's been there and is going there again. Tell us why.
Three years. I have my times mixed up for some reason.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, tell us why we should go. You're a person there.
Well, I like the camaraderie. You are with like-minded people, and you get to network with all of them, and you get a lot of good friends out of it. I met Tony when I was in New York for that week, doing the pub quiz at Dempsey's. That's going to be one of the legendary Jeopardy stories. I traveled to New York simply for a pub quiz, became friends. And I became friends with Jamie the first year she showed up. Just so happened to be the first year I showed up. But yeah, Tony, Jamie, you can expand on that. It's like, why would somebody who is not normally active in quizzing want to come to Las Vegas for that weekend?
Well, I think this year, especially with a lot of the new events we're adding, it's not, I could understand how somebody might look at this event on paper and say, that's not my thing, or that's intimidating, or I'm not going to do well enough, or clearly everyone in the room is going to be smarter than I am. But there's a really funny thing about Tikona, which is how often you hear people talking about themselves as the least intelligent person in the room. Like, it's almost like we're in a room filled with people who take pride in knowing things, but then spend the entire weekend like fighting over who gets to be labeled the person who knows the least.
Right here.
I mean, like you were saying, the camaraderie, it's just a good time. Like you people showed up last year that knew no one and had never been before and are coming back this year bringing friends, and other people are coming for the first time to make friends. Because a lot of the events are team-based, and you just sit down at a table and you say, hey guys, can I join you? And something is going to come up that you're the only person that knows the answer, and then that's it, you're in, you know? And then it like gets the adrenaline going, and it's the trivia bug has bitten you, and what else can we do? And oh, they're drinking and playing Password over there, cool. And next door they're doing karaoke. Oh my god, what a party, you know? And it's Vegas.
Of course it's Vegas. Profit.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is that yeah you're surrounded by every, you know, you're on the strip, and so the strip kind of infuses everything with this extra sheen of joy and energy that makes everything, you know, it just makes everything shimmer just a little more.
It's a lot of neon glow for that week, basically.
Yeah. And of course, this year, if you come, you can potentially win $1 million from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire over the course of your next year of life. And that is not a bad goal to set for yourself.
That is true. You guys got
that is the ultimate profit.
Yes, that is definitely the ultimate profit. Jamie, Tony, thank you very much for giving us your time and promoting this absolutely awesome event. Just give the website one more time and the dates and all that good stuff.
Sure. It's T-Kona, the Trivia Championships of North America. It's Friday through Sunday, August 12th through 14th at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. You can find all the details at tcona.com. That's T-C-O-N-A.com.
And for those in the New York metro area who want to participate in your local trivia events, including the one at Dempsey's and other places, where can we find that stuff?
You can find all the information for our live events at trivianyc.net.
Yes, and great
and
stuff.
You're still doing the Q&A podcast, or no?
Yes, actually, I was actually mixing it down yesterday, so we're in the process of rebooting it. I promise, I swear.
That's also at Q&A trivia.com, right?
Yeah. It'll be at both places. And certainly we're Q&A trivia on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and everywhere else. Branding.
Branding.
TriviaNYC on all of those platforms.
We're also Trivia and you can reach us at TriviaNYC on all those places as well, because reasons.
Because the internet, yes. But this has been awesome, Chico. Let's take it home.
All right. Big thank you to Tony Hightower, Jamie Rosler. I can't wait to see you guys in a couple of weeks. I just big thank you for coming down, sharing this information with us, and basically, you know, making sure everything runs in a few weeks.
Wow. Well, thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk at you and hype this thing a little bit, because I think it deserves more hype than it deserves a lot of hype. I'm really glad that I'm glad you guys are excited about it, and I can't wait to see you guys either.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
All right, thank you very much. This is the We Love to Interrupt Extra, T-Kona, 2 weeks, August 12th to the 14th. We'll see you then. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Ciao.